Today's devotional is based on Luke 22, verses 39 to 53, and it was written by Dr. Patricia Sharbaugh. Images of Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane evoke feelings of loneliness. Loneliness is an aspect of every person's life. All of us are born alone, all of us die alone. And all of us visit many lonely spaces and places along the way. Loneliness is an ingredient in so many experiences of life. We may be able to repress our feelings of loneliness. We may find ways to run from these feelings for a time, but ultimately, a time will come when we cannot escape our inherent loneliness. If we are willing to listen closely enough, loneliness offers us many gifts. The most important gift loneliness offers is awareness of the deep emptiness that lies within us, an emptiness we cannot fill, an emptiness that urges us to reach beyond ourselves, to cry out to God, to pray. In the Christian spiritual tradition, the word solitude recognizes our solitary lives before God. The experience of solitude can be an experience of profound loneliness. Yet, paradoxically, in solitude, one can also experience deep moments of grace, moments of awakening to the awareness of the gift of God's loving presence. The journey from loneliness to communion with God's loving presence is made through prayer. Images of Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane awaken us to the awareness of the deep communion between our loneliness and the loneliness of Jesus. Jesus is acquainted with loneliness. We do not have to find a way to escape our loneliness in order to find God. Rather, God is with us in our moments of loneliness. Deeper and wider than our feelings of loneliness lies the truth that nothing can separate us from the love of God, who came into the world to be with us in all the lonely places of life. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful God, give us the courage to remain in the lonely spaces and places of our lives, to turn away from distractions and toward you. Help us find the courage to stand before you in our loneliness, so that we discover your gracious presence already present within our hearts, thus drawing us more deeply into love. Amen.